Problems, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Allow me to adjust my pants.
Adults, please.
Adults, please.
Turn it up.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
We doing what time is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
We're here live, another show.
Only this time we're in New York. And we got Deco here, the Dream Seller, along with Joe Franz.
Oh.
And we have special guests here. Why don't you tell them, Deco, who's here?
Maybe you heard of our special guest.
Of course you fucking heard of him! Fucking CKY! You motherfucker! Get your mother's pussy tripping!
No, we got Darren Miller here.
Hey.
We got Chad Ginsburg.
Oh, yeah.
And we have Jesse McGuire, my brother. And it's going to get confusing because we have Chad here with Novak.
How are we going to know who's who?
I don't talk like that.
Everybody sounds the same.
I don't talk like that.
Yo, it's Chad from CKY.
Yo, it's me, Chad Ginsburg of CKY.
Yo, it's me, Brandon Novak.
Yo, it's Chad from CKY. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yo,
this is Chad. This is my real voice, though.
We had to drive here from Bear Creek Mountain in Allentown, and Franz had to hold his piss the whole way.
Oh, it sucks.
There is no rest stops from Allentown to New York City at all.
And we finally find a Gatorade bottle in the car. I'm trying to piss in there, and Novak's giving the color play-by-play like it's a football game. All right, now he has it out. Now, wait a minute, Franz. Why are you facing away from us? He's about to piss, blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude, all right. Forget it. You're making me so not want to piss. It's overriding the fact that I need to piss.
Why didn't you just piss in the back of the van like me? I just pissed on the carpet.
Because it was the Hummer.
Because it's my Hummer.
It was the goddamn rental car.
Well, in that white van, I just pissed in the back. You should have just did that.
Yo, that white rental van, I barfed all on the inside of the door.
I got in there the following morning completely sober and almost threw my fucking guts up.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
You barfed on the door the first 10 minutes of a 5-hour trip. Thank you.
Yo, didn't Darren's brother, like, shit his pants on the way to somewhere or something, Jess?
Oh, you can't tell that story.
Yeah, we can.
Come on, we can say anything here.
We can say anything.
He went to a wedding and shit himself.
In his tux?
Was he in white? Was he in his tux during the ceremony?
White tux or black tux?
How did he fly?
Black.
Oh,
could you imagine? Guys don't wear white tuxes.
Why does it matter?
What do you mean, why does it matter?
It stinks.
That's horrible. Whose wedding was it?
I don't know.
Oh, man. How embarrassing. Us calling.
Right to shit. <It's> like,
so, Nudy Novak.
Yeah.
Kicking game up on the ski slope. Novak had this mom. We call her Ditchy Mom because
Ditchy Mom.
She had her kid on the ski slope and she put him on some random bus and shipped him home so she could hump Nudy in the fucking. In the room.
A 7-year-old kid on the bus by himself going home at 11:30 at night.
Yeah,
oh, my
fought,
God.
Yeah, who fought Nudie? Was it Ditchy Mom or was it Pinky Farty Ass?
Pinky Farty Ass was this fucking girl who just happened to have a pink shirt on. And little did she know, we walked right past her. She has gave us like 3 days worth of fucking comedy. Pinky Farty Ass or Ditchy Mom.
Dude,
they provide
Pinky
a weekend worth of
Pinky Farty Ass had the saddest dance with this pink shirt at the ski slope. And it just looked like she just walked and ripped the sickest part. So for 3 days we had ammo of Pinky Farty Ass.
Check the, here's the note Ditchy Mom left in my room. I just happened to have in my pocket.
I woke up
the next morning. There's five Newports and this fucking letter on my dresser.
All right, here it is.
Five Newports.
Yeah, the bitch left me smokes.
Damn.
Here's a note. I'm sure if you put a black light over it, it's saturated with fucking Novak semen. If I don't hear from you, take care of yourself and my son. And I wish you the best. XO, I ain't even going to say her
Later,
name.
Babe.
But she put in parentheses, fate. It's fate that you have every disease that Novak fucking infested.
Yeah, I got Hep C, AIDS, rabies, scabies, you name it, babe. I got it.
No, wait, I forgot. Look at the bottom. P.S. Thanks for showing Anthony a good time.
That was the son.
That was the kid.
No, no, no. The best part.
She tucked him in with her cum-stained lips. Yeah. Did have a good night kiss. Is that too dirty, is it?
Deco didn't tell you that I tried to pawn the kid off on him. I'm like, yo, Deco, you play video games. Let the kid stay in your room tonight.
Yeah, like, why would Deco ever want some kid to stay in his room and play video games all night?
The best part, though, is the next morning in production, we're filming the show, and everybody has mics on. You know, everybody's walking up, so everybody can hear what he's saying, but he doesn't realize this because he's still drunk from the night before. And what does he say, Bam? What did Novak say about the...
That absolutely disgusts you.
Oh, dude, I know I can say anything I want on Sirius Radio, but this is, like, filthy.
And it was true.
Novak is so filthy, dude. Like, he wasn't even trying to be funny. Like, I just happened to walk by him as he was talking to one of the PAs on the show, and this is the sentence that I heard out of Novak's mouth. Yeah, so I was sniffing her dried pussy juice on my dick when I was taking a shit, and that's all I heard.
That's the
sickest thing I've ever heard.
Oh. I sat there on the toilet taking a shit, and I see this like thing flake off my dick. I'm like, what the fuck?
I realized
it was all her fucking fluids from
the night before. He's eating secretion potato chips off of his dick.
Enough! No more, dude. I think Hustler and Penthouse would be grossed out about that comment.
I didn't say it.
Hustler Radio. Yeah, you did say it.
You just said it on air, though.
You're wrong.
Said it on the walkie.
Everyone's mad at me now. I didn't even say it.
The entire production heard it.
I said it there, but I didn't just say it now.
You said it over the walkie there. Everybody heard it.
Up.
All right, I'm three engineers.
Darren. Quit. Darren, remember when your ex-girlfriend, every time you guys used to get into arguments, she would just write you a 10-page fucking novel about
how she should feel and how I should feel?
Darren would imitate her on the typewriter, just like typing with her head up in the air, like, crying while typing. And then you would hit the little register thing, like the old-fashioned typewriter, like,
she wrote about how you should feel and how she should feel.
It was a 5-page typed letter, Brandon. Remember, you got it?
Oh, yeah, and Brandon graded it with a red marker.
I did?
Yeah.
And I thought I gave it to you. And there was a piece ripped off the back. You could tell because there was paper still there. So there was more.
Dude, DQ,
you ripped it off.
Remember when you guys did that bet where you had to hold a jug of water for 3 days and so did DiCamello? And if it left their site in a 5-foot radius, then you had to owe him $20. And
she ratted you out.
And
so
he went to take a shower.
He went to take a shower, and it was 15 feet away from him. And Darren's girlfriend noticed that and totally ratted him out.
She went up and told him, and Darren was like curled up warm in bed. He was like, "Hey, Bran, did you forget something?" I was like, "Motherfucker!" I was so mad.
What did you bet for?
$20.
He was so mad he stole
Here's
a CD
bet.
Just to get even.
I had a milk jug filled with water, and if Darren caught me without it for the whole week, I owed him $20.
Whoever made that?
I was
like,
just thinking that. Where'd that fucking bet come from?
You have
from?
To hold a 1-gallon jug of water, and it can't leave your sight unless it's in a 5-foot radius. And if it's 7 feet, then you owe $20.
For 7 days. Like, you know, where are these numbers
and
days
for?
Was
it a week?
It was a week, yeah. The best was that Darren ratted her out after she hooked him up with $20. And then, I don't know if you know it, but I stole her Fox and Hound Disney movie. Not that I even wanted
Jesus.
It. I was like, I'm going to cost you $20, and you're just ratting me out for no reason.
Jesus.
Did you pay up the $20, though?
Yeah.
I took some stuff that day, too, I'm sure.
We all had fun at the radio station, didn't we? Fail me at a test, huh? Minus your collection.
Ay-ay-ay.
You guys are sitting there robbing his girlfriend together.
So Franz, why do you always turn things to serious stuff, man?
I'm
joking.
Because we're on Sirius Radio.
Because we're on Sirius Radio.
And speaking of Sirius Radio, we're going to play some Seriously Live CKY coming up. God damn. So you got to get prepared.
Ready to fucking rock out, Chad?
Yes.
Yeah, D.
Yeah, you ready to rock out, Chad?
Yeah, who better?
It's me, Novak. Yo, it's me, Novak. You ready to rock out, Chad? Yeah,
Franz,
I'm ready to do that.
It's funny. Yeah. Coming in here. Okay. We're over here at the Sirius Radio station. I mean, this place is nice, and like, you know, they got a spread for us and everything. This one dude comes up to us. He's like, "Is there anything I can get you, gentlemen?" I'm like, Yeah, if you wouldn't mind getting us a case of beer, these guys got real thirsty on me. Now, if you say something on behalf of Bam and the band, usually they're going to get it for you, and the dude was going to get it, and then at the last possible second, Novak goes, yeah, right, Fritz, you're just selfish. You just want that beer for yourself. Oh, man, listen to this guy. And, of course, Dude Man overhears this.
Dude Man.
And, no beer.
And retracts his generosity, so now like, I'm fucking beerless.
I felt you're like
on
you were
my shit list,
yeah,
Novak.
I felt like you were kissing his ass, like, oh, is there any way we get some beer?
Yes, I will
kiss you. You sound like such a fucking pussy when you said it.
I will kiss for a case of beer, all right?
Look out, dude,
my God.
I told Franz that he was fat as fuck right now.
It's true.
So here's Franz's diet. Corona, bedtime, wake up, Corona.
Sign me up for that diet.
That's his diet, and he's been doing it for 3 days. And that, dude, you got all drunk last night. And you embarrassed the shit out of me.
No, don't tell this story.
What'd he do?
I know.
Shut up. Let's hear it.
Oh, boy.
Bam never lies.
Our friend Adam.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
He just wanted to make Adam jealous. And my, you know Uncle Matt and the Shit Birds? He's my uncle. Well, he was talking to Adam's wife, and Franz just embarrassed him so bad. He's just like, well, look, every time who leaves. Every time Adam leaves, how come Catherine's always sitting next to Matt Cole? And like, he was just
no
kidding.
Way.
But, dude,
why do I have Novak's voice?
That's your voice. Whatever I'm imitating.
On two separate occasions during the night, Matt Cole and Catherine walked
Uncle Matt
into
and
the
Shitbirds.
Room. Uncle Matt and the Shitbirds walked in with Adam's wife, my friend of 25 years, out of nowhere.
Speed it up.
So here comes Walla Cavage. I'm like, well, if it isn't Matt and the Shitbirds coming in with my friend Walla Cavage's wife. And, like, Walla Cavage looked up, and it was, I don't know why it was so embarrassing. I was fine with it.
Yeah, you were fine with it because you're shit-tossed. But then he goes, what's that about, Catherine? She's like, I don't know. Can we go? And then they left.
Are you serious?
Like, yeah, fuck. Dude, I was so embarrassed.
Yeah, you should always make things serious.
And he's all
fuck,
drunk.
Man.
He doesn't even realize. He's like,
maybe
yeah,
we should call
care.
Up Walla Cavage and ask him.
Should we ask him if he was mad? No. Yeah. Let the fire go out, man. Don't let it fuck.
Yo,
you know
let
I mean?
This fire die.
He's been my friend for 25 years. What do you want?
Hey, Darren, should we hear your favorite band before you play live music?
Fuck yeah.
What song? Why don't you introduce it? What's your favorite song?
It's Malevolent Creation, Homicidal Rant.
Where are they from?
Florida. Fort Lauderdale.
Didn't the singer have to quit because he was so hopped up and he lost his voice because of, Malevolent Creation?
Not once, but twice.
Twice?
And I'm hoping for a third time.
How do death metal singers keep going when they're just like, like, dude, every live show they gotta do that for 2 hours straight.
And they smoke loads of
Well, check
of
it out. This is Darren Miller's favorite band. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
is not for adults.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
Can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 fashion.
Malevolent creation! Homicidal rat! Yes! We are here live! Bam Margera, Joe Frodge! Oh. Novak the Filth! I'm Deco, and of course, CKY!
Yeah!
After hearing that Malevolent Creation song, is all I picture is a Wolverine high on angel dust as the drummer's just like, bum, 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 bum. And there's this thing that's like, I don't know, I don't know. That's Darren's favorite band.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs, actually.
Don't you talk to the singer all the time?
Yeah, he's...
Oh, no, Phil Fasciano.
I talk to both of them. They hate each other.
Oh, no, they do. Here, Darren.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yo, can you play that riff that was just playing?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah! Now sing it.
There will be no exception.
Yeah!
That only must be slain. Must be slain.
Awesome.
Yeah, Chad.
Awesome.
That was awesome. See, this is what Darren would really love to play, but he knows that, like, death metal albums only sell, like, 10,000 copies or less.
Yeah, 10.
I'm lucky if you get 10.
5,400.
5,400?
5,400.
He's got to a T. He knows to a T.
Death metal is the most complicated music to play ever, and, like, you have to be so talented to do it, but only 5,400 people give a fuck.
That's weird.
That's horrible.
It's frustrating.
It is frustrating.
It's bad.
Because it's my favorite kind of music.
Well, let's do something about it.
Cradle of Filth is up for a Grammy.
Yeah, are you ready to go to the Grammys?
I am.
Man.
Once I heard Cradle of Filth was up for a Grammy, dude, I'm heading out there tomorrow.
Hey, yeah, California bound.
Cali bound.
Yeah, you Cali bound.
Yeah, you Cali bound, bam.
Yeah, who bought Nudie? Was it you, Pinky Party Ass, or was it Ditchy Moms?
Yeah, Ditchy Moms.
Yeah, was it you, Ditchy Moms? You got to cook us London Broil.
Ditchy Moms had wild, dirty sex with me. Her hands were everywhere you could imagine, plus more, and invited all of us over for a steak dinner the next night. I am not letting your filthy fucking hands touch my raw meat.
Did she probably rub that steak all over the front of
her own body?
I might remind you that her hands got filthy off your sick-ass body.
I know it's sick. That's why I'm definitely not eating food she's going to make barehanded for me.
You are a walking fucking venereal disease.
You're just jealous.
True.
You're just jealous. Why would anybody be jealous of that?
Yeah, he's just jealous of my herpes sores.
The thing is, though, like, dude, it always works. And even, like, we were just in Punxsutawney, and there were these two girls in there, and this one guy goes up, he's just like, yo, you guys are all right in my book, but I'm telling you one thing, don't go talking to those whores over there unless you want to go to the hospital, because they're filthy whores. So, well, I'm like, all right, man, thanks for warning us, cool. 2 minutes later, I look over, and Novak's rapping to him in the corner, like, so, babe, what's going on? Like,
because if you wear a condom, you're not going to get it, and that means if they're whores and they have shit, they're kicking it out quick.
At which point, the guy had to announce, yo, by the way, he had to reinforce it, by the way, those are our girls with the social diseases, so you really don't want to mess with them, because we're about to go to our car and get some steel tips out of the trunk to mess with these guys who were messing with them before. It's like, why didn't you just tell us
that?
Well,
what it came down to was that it was his ex-fiance, so he was really lying.
Yeah, he was lying. I knew that there was a catch to it.
And then he saw me talking to him, came up, pulled me away to meet some of his buddies, and bought me beer all night long so I wouldn't leave his side. Which I didn't, you know what I mean, because I wanted free beer.
Right. Dude, Novak loves Fast Company. Dude, if he has to say, like, as many sentences as possible, if he could get down your pants, he's game. Dude, you would take a fat ugly bitch over a hot bitch if there was only three sentences less.
Yeah, we're riding down the street, and Bam's like, would you fuck her? I'm like, I don't even have to look. Of course I'm going to say yes. Like, I don't even got to turn my head to see who the fuck he's talking about. Yes.
It's true, too.
But I like it when you're taking game to a fat bitch, and then all of a sudden...
I don't kick game.
If she denies you access, you get so goddamn mad about it as if she had no right to deny
she's
you
fat.
Access.
She should deny me.
Yeah, what the fuck? That fucking fat bitch over there trying to get down a pants. She bitch has the nerve to play hard to get. Hard to get. She maybe she's not into it or she's married. Jesus
and the thing
Christ.
Is, did you ever notice his scam? Here's Novak's scam. He'll get super filthy with the girl, say that he's joking. Look, here, this is what he does. He's just like,
so, babe, I take you to my room. If, I'm just kidding, babe, but really, I'm not. But, you know, if you're serious, I'm just kidding, babe. I'm just kidding. No, but I really would like to take you to my room and do some crazy. I'm just kidding, babe. But but if you were serious, I'd do that, though.
No, I do that though. All day.
Actually, and it fucking works.
No, actually, what you say, yeah, maybe I'll take you up to Bam's room later. Only kidding.
Like, you always, like, rope Bam into it. Today, we're actually driving down the street in the Hummer. There's some hot-ass bitch walking in front of the Hummer. He goes, yeah. He's like, you can hear him under his breath. He goes,
yeah, babe. Now, check out who's driving the Hummer. That's Bam Margera. Now, look over, and associate me with his face. Yeah, we might see her again at the bar tonight. Like, dude, what the fuck?
I'll tell you what the fuck, that I'm going to end up fucking her, because if they see him, I'm an alright looking dude and I have a good game.
Right.
But it's not going to pull him in that easy. I'm going to have to work extra hard. If they see me with him, he's not going to do nothing, but they can come back to his room with me, and just in order to be with him for like 10 minutes, they're going to have to do what I want to do. Being and they seen, do it most of the time.
Being seen with Bam definitely saves you 6 hours of bullshitting.
You know that.
It's true.
And now we're going to hear some CKY
yes.
live.
Yeah! Let's do this shit.
What do you feel like playing?
What?
I'm canceling.
What the fuck? I came all the way to New York to hear fucking you
yeah,
guys.
That's what we do.
Talk to him, Franz.
Oh, man.
We cancel.
Franz, talk to him.
Please.
Chad Rose.
We get hopes up and then we cancel.
Chad Rose, he's been hanging out with Axel too long. What are you going to go see a football game when you have a live show waiting?
Oh, man, dude.
Remember when, dude, CKY tour was up.
Axel was cool. Really,
CKY
was
on tour with Guns N' Roses and they go to Guns the Philly and Roses. Guns N' Roses. And then they go to the Philly show, which everybody had tickets to. Everybody was waiting to see this show because CKY's in their hometown with
sold
like,
out.
Guns N' Roses sold out. So CKY plays and then they're waiting for Guns N' Roses to show up. Axel's not there. He's at the Giants game. He's just watching the Giants game as there's a whole stadium full of people waiting for his ass.
No well, concern. Just
before
relax.
That happened in Philly, they gave us 10 minutes warning before they told anybody else that it wasn't happening. They
so we
told
had
us
to call
to
people we
anybody.
Knew to get the hell out
yeah,
of there.
In Vancouver, they were going to destroy our bus. They thought we were Guns N' Roses bus. So.
And remember your official CKY videographer was fucking too scared to get out of the bus to film the riot?
Oh, yeah, he missed the best footage we
who
had
was
the
that?
Whole tour.
Was that Joe?
Netty Cam.
Oh, Netty Cam.
Yeah, good, nice Netty Cam.
And then
he was busy growing his hair.
And then your tour manager took the video camera, went out and videotaped it for your DVD, and then Netty came and accidentally erased the footage.
He taped over it with like Rich Voss pushing a cart.
Yeah. No, horrible. It was footage of you guys watching The Shining.
You had footage that could show up on the news, and you probably could have got loads of money for it because you were right up front getting major riot footage. And here goes Netty taping you guys on the tour bus watching The fucking Shining. Man, The Shining.
I forgot about that. I'm not going to get any sleep now.
That's horrible.
Oh, man.
That sucks.
I love it. I don't know about you.
You love people's downfall.
Well, everyone loves to see.
They didn't get footage.
Star.
Great opportunity missed, and you love it.
Everyone what
do you guys
want to
play?
And falling star.
Why don't you play Attached at the Hip?
Yeah.
Shippensburg.
I forget that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, play Shippensburg.
My favorite. We got to cancel.
Jesus. They do this to me every time.
You gotta cancel.
We do that to, we
I'm CKY's biggest fan.
The
they do this to me every
what?
Time.
I'm sick.
What?
Can't believe it.
What's your
we're doing 96 Bitter Beings.
No, that's not what it's called, so we can't do that one. It's 96 Quite Bitter Beings.
Oh.
You wrote it.
Yeah, Chad.
If you wanted to forget words, why don't we just leave it out?
Yeah.
The first time.
Because it's 7 years later.
I don't know. You're adding a couple years there, kid.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is 96 Quite Bitter Beings live in New York City by CKY. Yeah. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Yeah.
storm, and entanglement in hell too. With your sheer 54s, they deleted all the tourists at the bottom of the lake. And I want to push the car to leave the bloodstain in your back. Back is where we are. All we ever wanted was an answer. Simple as a close, you way too far.
CKY live in New York City. We're at Sirius Radio. That was goddamn dope.
Thanks.
That was awesome.
That was inspired by Malevolent Creation, wasn't it?
No.
You got all psyched right after that. We played some deaf ass heavy metal. And you got all psyched to play some CKY.
CKY, sweet, everybody.
Sounds. I hate playing bass.
Remember how mad that Chad was when the Rockstar episode of Evil Bam came on and said Chad Ginsburg bass?
Yeah.
He's like, take that the fuck
yeah,
off.
Take that the fuck off. The last thing I need is some random fan signing on telling me that I'm the fucking bass player.
I love Chad. I love Chad. Listen, Chad is the type of guy who really knows how to take control of a band and a movement. I mean, here's a guy who, number one, is incapable of aging. Okay.
Thanks, Ron.
Okay, he's incapable of aging, but no one's a bigger physical Chad Ginsburg fan than I. But let me tell you, yeah. Chad, I don't know if you know this, you hardcore motherfucker, but you have a reputation that really precedes you. I
thought you were going to say my cock was hanging out.
Well, not only that. Okay, Bam and I just made this video for this band called the 69 Eyes, and we shot part of it in Westchester and part of it in L.A., so Chad was nice enough to come to the L.A. shoot to be in, like, one of the crowd scenes for a cameo.
Hey.
So afterwards, we're all hanging out at a bar, and Chad tells us, you know, that he just bought a house. Now, Chad, I don't know if you...
Sometimes
I don't know if you know how kind of rough your personality comes. I mean, it's very abrasive personality, so...
Fuck
so
off.
I was like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
exactly.
I just bought a house.
So,
and he goes, fabs. I don't need random people knowing where I live. And he starts pointing at the singer of 69 Eyes. You're like, I don't need random people showing up at my app knowing where I live.
Yerky of 69 Eyes is standing there right next to me. And you go, Franz, I don't need people knowing I live in Pennsylvania, all right? Because I don't need random people just showing up at my house. And you're saying random people... pointing directly into Yerky's face, talking about him in third person. This guy from Finland.
Oh, no. Why would I think the guy from Finland wanted to come over my house? That's not who I'm talking about.
I don't
about.
Know, but he was never so insulted in his entire life.
Oh, no,
I
insulted Yerky.
I'm in his freaking video. Fuck him.
Nobody's going to be able to find your house anyway.
And, yo, yeah, not to mention he lives on top of a fucking mountain. I can't even find it when I want to.
I got directions and I couldn't.
Why were you
it.
So mad? Okay, here's another example. I'd like to cite one more example. You guys had a meet and greet in Utah on the IDR tour. And this kid, he was like 19 years old.
How do you remember this?
What day? What time?
It was in Utah. It was the biggest deal of this guy's life to have CKY show up. He set up the meet and greet. This was his day of glory. All his friends were there. There was hundreds of people there meeting you guys.
He's going to make us sound really like
you guys
assholes
sound,
right now.
Right? Okay. So the guy's asking Chad, like, you know, his little interview on his tape, on his cassette tape recorder. He's like, so, he's all nervous. He's like, so who came up with the concept for Infiltrate, Rebuild, Destroy? You go,
whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute. Just listen to yourself. Infiltrate, rebuild, destroy.
Why would you rebuild what you already destroyed? That doesn't make sense. Listen to yourself.
First you infiltrate, then you destroy, and then you rebuild. You don't rebuild something and then destroy what you already rebuilt. Listen to yourself. You make me sick.
Dude, you ruined that kid's life.
Did he actually say you make me sick?
He said you make me sick. Like, oh, he just went off. I don't think you realize you do it, though.
Make me
that,
sick.
Well, it does make me sick.
That kid wanted to commit suicide.
He may have. I wanted to commit suicide just being there
standing next to him.
This poor kid, man. Who thought of the concept? Who thought of the concept for infiltrate, rebuild, destroy?
Dude. Whoa, 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 whoa. Listen to yourself.
Why would you rebuild?
You don't infiltrate, then rebuild, then destroy what you rebuild. Who the hell would do that? First you infiltrate, then you destroy, and then you rebuild. You make me sick.
So what the poor kid do? What the poor kid do?
He ran out of the room crying.
No, he seriously looked like he's ready to cry. And all his friends were there. I was fucking humiliated.
Not harsh. What does he want me to do?
Somehow this harsh personality works for Chad.
I think you got it wrong. Can you repeat that title again? What do you want me to say? Why is he talking to me if you don't know the title of the record?
All I can say is congratulations, because here's a guy, Chad Ginsburg, who has literally the recording industry on its knees. And that's
yes.
All I can say.
Yes.
Speaking of recording, why don't you guys play us another song?
Well, why don't we redo that last one? Wasn't that good?
What are you talking about?
That is awesome. Excellent.
I'm
going
to have to talk to management.
We got to call management and okay that.
Yeah. Oh, man. And Chad was on speakerphone when Bam invited him on the show. And Bam was like, yeah, like, you know, maybe you guys can, like, you know, be on the show, seeing as we're going to record up there in New York. He goes, whoa, 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 whoa.
Wait a minute. Why does everyone think I'm in charge of the band? You got a brother who's in the band? How come you don't talk to him? No. You go through management if you want to book CKY the band, all right?
Bam.
You call him, like, band, like, his friends and brother are in the band and he's calling
me. All right, whoa. Why can't he just talk to Jess?
Jess, why can't he just ask
Jess
you?
Jess doesn't answer his fucking phone. Dude, Jess parked in New York City. He's been here for 2 days and he's got his car towed fucking twice.
Two nights in a row.
You know what? It's actually cheaper to have it towed and then, like, because it's $50
a
day to park.
That's always an excuse.
That's a fucked up logic.
To think
whoa.
It actually isn't, to repeat Jess, that. You're not going to be here for 2 weeks.
If you want to hear the sweet sounds of CKY live in New York, you got to call management.
You've been here a week, but you've already spent like $500.
And
you reamed on a new asshole.
The first time we got towed, I just left it.
Yeah, you reamed him a new asshole because, you know, everybody knows Dunn has
this
label, Fractured Satellite. Awesome label. Awesome indie label. Okay, but no, he wanted you to be on the Melvins tribute. He's like, so Chad, and he's all nervous because you're Chad Ginsburg. He's like, I got this Melvins tribute. I got like 6 good bands, like, it already signed to it. Like, you know,
what'd you say, Chad?
He's like, whoa, wait a minute, Dunn. First of all, what do you know about the recording industry?
I did say that. How do you know that?
Because all over town, you humiliated.
It was only me and Dunn. Down.
You humiliated the poor guy.
Is that what you said to him?
He smoked like 3 cigarettes in a row when we
were
talking.
You there,
oh,
Joe?
Man.
It's like, yeah,
I heard all about it.
Oh, you heard Dunn, it from Ryan Dunn, huh?
Dunn came up all wasted at Kildare's when the 69 Eyes were in town, and he was all drunk, and he just goes, man, it's a shame you guys got signed to Virgin, because I wanted to sign you to Fractured Satellite. They were like, what? Like, dude, like, we just spent $60,000 for these past 2 days filming a music video. Like, do you guys have that kind of cash? Like, dude, they're on Virgin. Like, Virgin has buildings in London, like high, tall buildings that are owned by Virgin. Like, Fractured Satellite is probably a hut.
Right. Yeah, but they got some great bands on their A&R list.
It's a straw hut.
Yeah, Jess, you like that, Mishoga? Jess, you did some recording for him at your house, didn't you?
I did that Melvins thing.
You did it?
Yeah.
You're like, yo, Chad, me and you should do it. And I was like, well, I think we should tell Darren about it, if that's the case.
I don't know one song.
And then,
Melvin song.
I don't know any Melvins songs. This would be like, we'd be the biggest posers.
I know they
have Melvins
songs.
I heard a couple of Melvins songs, that's about it.
Yeah, and now you're on it. Good.
Jess, who's all on Dunn's label?
I'm the poser of the
Jess,
album.
Jess, I want to know who's on Dunn's label.
Mishuga,
Alder Boys,
Disengage.
Is Disengage good?
A lot of great indie bands are on his label.
Yo, I asked him. I said,
I said, Don, what do you give your bands, you know, to record? He's like, nothing.
Nothing.
I was like, is what it, an incentive.
Isn't Don in a band now?
Well, what do they need? I don't understand.
Well, if you're going to sign a band, you need to, you know,
what?
Give them something to record, you know. Give
they're,
them
they're lucky to have the chance, really.
Well, it, every label starts out that way.
Chance to, get,
chance
to cool. get distribution, that's important.
That's fine. So let him do what he does.
And why don't you guys do what you do and play some
now,
fucking
rock?
Now
you're attacking Darren.
Wow, now, it switches.
Whoa. It's always a showstopper when Chad gets in someone's face and goes, whoa. It's like, you just feel like the biggest asshole.
He's going to prove a fucking
point. You can make Jesus feel like an asshole.
We're roasting Chad.
Well, you're Jewish.
It's usually an exhaled no.
Yo.
No. No. That's what it usually is.
What, when you're trying to do vocals?
No, when we're trying to do something.
Right.
Anything. Walk. I don't know.
Well, what the F are you guys going to play next?
Yeah, it's rock.
I don't know. Play another radio.
We got...
play another... I'd rather hear something by the Plasmatics.
You want to hear the Plasmatics?
Yeah, much more.
And then you guys will figure out what song you're going to play next?
Yeah, Bam has to talk him into playing a song.
I know.
But not them, but really Chad.
Whoa, because I hate the bass, and I don't need people knowing that I play bass.
I don't want to play the bass.
You guys don't even deserve to hear the sweet sounds of CKY.
Yo, if anybody plays bass, CKY needs a bass player.
Yep.
My fucking number is on the internet right now. Because I just got all these random calls from 609-319, 609-515,
Jesus
712.
Christ. Yo, it's probably that.
All these fucking random numbers, dude. I know it has to be on the fucking internet right now.
I know who put it on there, too.
Who?
That chick that Novak cursed out.
What are you
It probably was, dude.
Well, I get to blame for every fucking thing.
Novak always gives these random girls my phone number. Like, yo, babe, if you want to get a hold of me, you just call Bam Margera himself. Because I don't have
too.
A cell phone.
And she
such
does
a
it,
lie.
Too. She is the first person to give out your phone number just to prove to girls on the internet that he knows you. It makes me sick. Dude, like, he's like,
Jesus, bro.
Dude, I'll be over Bam's and something like, okay, answer the phone. I'll like, answer the phone. It's like, hi, is Bam there? Like, oh, yeah, he says, oh, I'm his biggest fan. He signed my autograph like 4 years ago. He'll remember me. I'm like, how'd you get this number? Well, G gave it to me on the internet. And it's like a 14-year-old girl that G is convinced is like some hot 21-year-old. He gives him Bam's number just to prove that he knows him and says, all right, just call up.
You don't have Bam's number. I swear I do.
Yeah, right. Then if you had it, then you'd say it.
I ain't going to say it. Well, then you don't have it. All right, the number's 610.
Oh, man.
All right, I'm playing some rock. I'm going to play...
play the Plasmatics.
Is this your favorite band or no?
I love the Plasmatics.
Is this going to give you motivation to play your next
song? You love the Plasmatics because Wendy O. Williams was shooting ping pong balls out of her puss on
that
film.
Oh, are you serious?
I got that video.
Joe, you're not the only one.
Bam Dimbellini, for the longest time, he called me a fucking liar to my face, made a mission, came to my house one day and demanded me to put it in. And like I put it in, he's like, shit, you were telling the truth.
You saw it, right?
I fucking...
Wendy
O.
Williams is
a
goddess of rock. She's dead, but...
Brand, introduce this song. I'm taking a piss break.
Yeah, all right.
Put your baby.
Oh, yeah, dance is the Plasmatic sound. Put your baby. Oh, yeah. Sparrow's Pizza, where are you? yeah, here it is. Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Fly my fucking carpet up your ass.
Put your baby. They're gonna put you away!
It's insulting!
Put your baby dressed in a bed! Put your baby dressed in a bed! Put your baby good at night! Put your baby's hair on the line! Oh yeah! Oh no! Oh yeah! Oh no! Oh yeah now! Oh no! Oh yeah! Put your baby here to kill! Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
right now.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
It's a radio band, baby.
On Faction 28.
Oh, God damn, that felt good, my old plasmatics, really butcher, baby, yeah.
Who's the one in the studio that decided, how about the end of this song, Butcher Baby, we'll turn it up full blast until everybody's ears break?
I think that was great.
Yeah.
Selling all of our
albums. Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that was great.
So,
Bam, you were in the studio with the CKY guys today. You heard some of the new sweet sounds. What did you think?
I'm into the sweet sounds. Yeah, I like the melodic riffs. And CKY is looking for a bass player, but I don't think there's... It's going to be hard to find a bass player that can play some of that.
I talked to the dude from... never mind.
What do you want to play?
Attached at the hip, I think.
Attached at the dick? That's disgusting.
Ew, God, why would you do
You're
that?
You're always talking about dicks.
Yo, just one time during the scene, can you say attached at the dick to me? Yeah. Just to make us laugh?
I don't think...
He wants it dedicated to him, too. What a homo.
I don't know how it goes.
What's dedicated to Franz.
What we're going to do
is that dedicated to Franz. He likes big dicks.
Oh. Look, now I got a 712 number call.
Answer it. Answer that shit.
Yeah, answer that call. All
right. Rock.
What?
Just play what you fucking play.
No, I don't remember what
Jack,
it is.
Jack, you never be simple.
Here we go. We got CKY live in New York. They're going to play Attached at the Hip. This is Radio BAM, Series 28 Faction.
Wait. What song is it? Seriously, what song are we playing? What is it?
I'm fucking loving this.
What's going on?
All right, Attached at the Hip, right.
All right, make it happen. CKY Live at Sirius Radio in New York City.
As a three-piece.
as a three-piece.
Oh, yeah.
And Chad is playing bass because he is the bass player. I'm not the fucking bass player.
I don't remember the bass line, so.
I'm not.
That's what you can do. Good.
Yeah, you stick that up your ass, Margera. Yeah. Jesus, Chad.
Hey, chill out, fine.
Yo, Margera. You can stick that up your ass. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
What's going on?
Oh, man, we're almost done.
Yo, you got to play Iced.
This is a fucking blast.
We will.
You already played that.
No.
Why would I want to hear it twice?
Because you listen to everything twice.
Play Shippensburg.
What's your problem?
I love Shippensburg. It's my favorite fucking
look
song.
Look at Franz getting all scared.
Are you serious?
You little fucking homo.
You like that song?
Yeah. Why am I a homo?
Yo, Jess, what is this fake song I made up?
Third Floor Flamethrower.
Yeah,
everybody believes that that's a real song.
They think that's a real song?
Dude, years.
What did I say?
No, some band actually put it up on the internet. It's like,
yo, let's have Deco sing a song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Let's play a Rock Hill song.
Come on, Deke, you guys. Deke. 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 Deke.
All right, can we leave immediately after this without drinking at a bar?
Yes.
You promise?
I promise.
Deke Mello is so mad at me.
He's so angry right now because he thinks after the show we're going to party.
Faggot ass.
What do you want to
have? Kill.
Can you use that mic?
We're going to do an exclusive Narkill song.
Should you use this mic?
That one looks good.
Yeah, right.
What song do you want him to play? Yo, Jeff, just play a good Narkill rock riff.
You guys are in for a treat out there, ladies and gentlemen.
No, faster. I want rock.
Here, I was at home drinking beer. My name is Luscious Rake. My dick's as hairy as a snake. Shame, no back, it's filthy. Fuck him in the ass. I'll fucking drink your cum and eat a bath. Oh, my buttery nose feels the pain.
Alright, let's have a real Rake song. Rev it up, Rake, that faggot desire.
Wow, I'm on fire for two pains. Two passion, I love it, it's the same as on a big old dick. Do it fast, do it all night, never do it quick. Woody woo, look at my hoe, look at my butthole. It's deep inside, like a coal mine. Up and down and down, where I can't hide.
Woody woody woo, yeah, my favorite thing is blow. Or blowing men, yeah, I do it over and over and over again. Woody woody wow, look at me plow. Open up a mother's ass, fuck it. Give me the father's dick, I'll suck it. Whoa, whoa, watch me, I'm on fire. Third floor is my desire. Here I come, in Novak's mom's ass and mouth. It's calm and a faint. Novak's a heroin disgrace. Booty whoa. Oh no, don't say that. I'm my back.
Oh, still it down. Yeah, my asshole's brown. Turn it inside out. I spit water like a fountain spout. Yeah. But it's merely semen. See all those men? Yeah, they're at the men's warehouse. Where's that house? That's my house. Come and eat my delicious ass out.
Woody, woody, whoa. You don't know how much blow I put in my nose. Get back here, I got my clothes. Wow, I'm in love. I'm a sex slave for a man's home. Warehouse, a bed. Let me sleep over there, I can't bed. Over and grab my toes. In your fucking nose, smell the tree to my hand. Oh yeah, I'm doing fast. Wow, science is my major, but my major desire is a man's ancient artifact. That spurs is sticking, it's going back in my throat. Yeah, the hair and chin on me is like a goat. Pull it, watch my jaw, I'm open, I feel it. Fill your gum in my mouth, my name is straight down my phone number. Here, 610-490-7. Yeah, please, get a man, rip off this dungaree. Yeah, my thermostat is 1,000 degrees. Wow, whoa. Hold on, I gotta shout in my nose. Yeah, boom, whoa.
Oh my god,
that was great. That was CKY DIY playing with Deco singing freestyle, Raekyon being gay.
I know Frost is going to talk in a second. He can't shut his fucking hippie mouth.
That was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my fucking life. I really think
so. God, isn't this so good live? Like, it's, I love hearing Deco's freestyles on the CD, but, like, just seeing it live. Like,
yeah, that's the first time I ever saw it. I've
there's
seen that
there's
before.
No, like, there's no doubt in it that it's, like, even people were like, that Chinese freestyle, like, he wrote that down. No, he fucking didn't.
You know what's funny, though? Whenever, like...
Yeah, I can attest to that. I recorded it, so...
Here's the funny sure. thing. The funny thing is, he doesn't even listen to rap.
No, he hates
it. he doesn't hate it. He just rap. Doesn't listen. He likes Mace. That's the only rapper he likes.
Oh, Mace is garbage.
I put that shit in my head.
You love me.
I love harpsichord.
He did not have a pen or paper anywhere in sight just now. That was fucking
that
brilliant.
That was great. Not as good as Rudy and Blitz.
Yeah.
Oh.
Franz, you're funny.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right, well, I, on the radio, I guess.
I'm ready.
Look at him, dude. He looks so weird. He looks like Neil from the Young
he takes,
Ones.
He actually takes his Neil hair out of the ones. Ponytail for a radio show.
Why does he do that? Every time I always interview him, he always took off his glasses.
And I was moshing like around. Like, who's going to see me moshing around on the radio?
Dude, you know what Franz is? He's like the fucking instigator. Like,
yeah.
Like, dude, okay, well, wait, let me just tell you a story. When we were, like, recording and editing our DVD, like, I'd be like, yo, Franz, to be honest, I think that part's kind of weird. Like, it doesn't have anything to do with anything. And he'd be like, oh, that's cool, man. Yeah, no worries. And then he'd just go to somebody else and be like, fucking Jess, man. He'd be like, dude, I worked so hard on that forever, and that motherfucker's like, cut it out, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, and then I get word that he's all pissed about it, and I'm like, well, when I brought it up, he was like totally fine with it.
Oh, man.
Like, what the hell?
I think at the time you guys had a manager, I wasn't
getting along
with.
Frostigator.
none of us were.
Yeah.
God, that fat bitch.
Oh, man.
He was so
fuck
mad.
That fat bitch.
Oh, my God.
I fucking hate that fat
who
bitch.
Who are you talking
who,
about?
Who?
What's her name?
No, I'm not going to say her fucking name because he's a fat bitch.
No, he's so mad.
Dude, she rushed this DVD, the CKY DVD, like, we're going to lose this deal if you don't get it out. So we rush our fucking asses off to get it out. And then once we do get it out, then she, like, bitches about how it's all half-assed. It's like, yeah, because you needed it done in fucking 9 hours.
In the end, it was all good and okay and everything, but, man, that was the roughest 2 weeks of my life.
Well, you can't find it in stores anyway, so.
That was tough.
And then once she did say, we're going to lose this deal, there wasn't a deal because she never fucking gave a shit.
Anyway, Infiltrate, Destroy, Rebuild, the music video album, if you don't have it, you're a pussy or you can't find it in a store.
And when's this new album coming out?
In a few months.
Yeah.
What do you mean a few months? When?
We can't say.
So all the songs are done now, you're just mixing them, right?
Yeah. Not necessarily. We know we can't say. It's just that...
This album is killing us. Let's just say
tell me three songs that you're totally amped on right now.
All
on the new album.
Me, personally?
Well, let's hear some names so people get talking.
Tripled Manic State.
Dressed in Decay.
All Power to Slaves.
Power to Slaves is
Familiar
awesome.
Realm is like...
You like you heard Suddenly Tragic today. You like
yeah,
Suddenly Tragic.
Dude, all of them are
everyone
so good.
Everyone I heard
man.
Is fucking.
Don't Hold Your Breath is a
Familiar Realm is Jess's favorite.
Definitely, yeah, I like that.
Don't Hold Your Breath is summed up the release of the album. Apparently, when do you guys start playing the new material? Like when do you guys start going on the
these
road?
These guys
with
the
new
are
material?
Like, who are those
when
two
you
guys that where they used to hang outside with the signs that say like who are the fuck?
I
is
don't
that?
Know. We're on the radio.
Siegfried and or no, not Siegfried and Roy. You're like the interviewer guys. Like, so how's it? Like, who is that? Who am I?
Well, I don't know. We're up to, like, 20 episodes on Sirius Radio, so you kind of just develop, like, a radio character. Well, here we are live in New York City at the Rockefeller Center, Sirius Radio, Radio BAM, Sirius 28 Factory.
Penn and
yeah.
Teller. Penn and Teller.
Teller doesn't even talk.
He doesn't?
No.
That ain't fucking Franz.
Get him,
Dad.
Penn and Teller.
I don't know who I'm talking
Penn
about.
Penn and Teller are magicians.
Well, yo.
He said Siegfried and Roy. Like. Remember when Brandon
Roy?
Brandon went as the tiger and his girlfriend went as the mutilated Roy or something?
Yeah.
At the Brandon Helder show.
Yeah, Brandon showed up as Montecore.
I was the only one in a fucking costume. I was like, oh, no, you're a fucking asshole. Don't we dress up for fucking Halloween?
That's a great costume. That
Montecore.
Was awesome.
You know what's funny?
And a mutilated Roy.
It's like, dude, you're sticking your fucking head in a tiger's mouth. What do you expect?
Yeah. No shit. Well, yo, it's time to say goodbye, so we're gonna end it with an acoustic song from Darren.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit, let's hear it.
He's got this. Dude, we didn't bring this acoustic guitar for nothing. Just got a 12-string
guitar.
Guitar.
Oh,
oh, what are you gonna cancel?
What are you gonna cancel?
We made Deco freestyle off the skin of his ass.
Wait, wait. What if Jess sings the acoustic guitar?
How about you play to all of you and Jess sings?
I'll do that.
No,
come on,
shove it
Jess.
Up your ass.
No.
Come on, Jess.
Darren. Darren. Everybody wants to hear you sing, dude.
Shove it up your ass.
No. No, seriously. Everybody say goodbye, and Darren's gonna play a song to end this whole episode.
Just pick it up. Look at Joe Fronti. Let's pick someone from the cast.
They'll fade it out. They'll fade it out.
Zoobly zoo.
If it's bad, then they'll fade it out. Who cares?
Awesome. All right, he's grabbing the guitar now. All
right, ladies and gentlemen,
he's warming up.
Ladies and gentlemen,
he's starting to feel it.
He's got a 12-string guitar. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, look at him handle it.
Look at it rest on his lap.
How are you going to be able to hear it?
That's Chad.
There you go, everybody.
Yeah, Chad.
Yeah!
Hey, STC.
No, I know.
About to bless your ears with the sweet sound.
How gay is this that I'm going to be sitting here serenading, what, 8 guys staring at me?
I don't know about you guys, but I like it.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh.
Well, there's not even enough time, so you'll get a couple minutes in,
all right?
All
right,
we're going to mic off this guitar right here.
This is Radio Bam saying goodbye, and this is Darren Miller from CKY closing it with to all of you. Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction, goodbye.
Hey, bye, everybody.
I love you.
Shut the fuck up.
Like them, guess I never will. What would you say if I took a piece from me? Happiness is your best friend, doesn't appeal to me. Have you ever seen? As I'm talking, it lets you down. You're finally used to me, but they never talk your way. The universe is in your hands, doesn't appeal to me. What would they say if I took a piece from me? Happiness is your best friend, doesn't appeal to me. Have you ever seen? As I'm talking, it lets you down. You're finally used to me, but they never talk your way. A mirror doesn't look like them. I guess it never will. What would you say if I took a piece from me? Happiness is your best friend, doesn't appeal to me. Have you ever seen me?
Awesome.
Thank you.
Rocked.
Awesome. Radio Band.
That's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Band every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Band every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Band.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Band at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Band at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.